This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for September 14th, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Don Bethanelli. NASA is looking to the public to help it solve a potential obstacle to a future Mars mission. Because of the long distance involved, any Mars mission will require the astronauts to use what they have on hand as resources on the red planet. So NASA has launched the CO2 Conversion Challenge to solicit ways that carbon dioxide can be turned into compounds that will be useful on Mars, especially glucose. In the first phase of the competition, up to five teams will be selected to win $50,000 each, and they'll enter the second phase in which the sole winner will win up to $750,000. Did you know that a bed from St. John Paul II's airplane is on display in Kansas City? The Strawberry Hill Museum and Cultural Center acquired the bed, plus linens and assorted travel accessories from the now-defunct TWA airline. TWA had provided a specially commissioned plane for the Pope during three trips to the U.S. in 1979, 1987, and 1995, which included a bed for him to rest during the transatlantic travel. After the plane was retired and stored in a TWA facility in Kansas City, a Polish-American priest whose parish was near the museum lobbied for the museum to acquire it. And with his canonization, it's now a second-class relic of Pope St. John Paul to boot. The 1982 film The Dark Crystal featured Jim Henson's puppets in a darker fantasy story than fans of The Muppet Show or Sesame Street were used to then. But the movie has had a loyal fan base all these years, which has been revived by news that Netflix is working on a prequel to premiere later this year. In the meantime, fans can get their Dark Crystal itch scratched by visiting the Center for Puppetry Arts in Atlanta, Georgia, which now has an exhibition entitled Jim Henson's The Dark Crystal, World of Myth and Magic. The exhibition features more than 50 puppets, props, and artifacts from the movie. They'll be on display through the winter. The stars of the J.K. Rowling movie Fantastic Beasts 2 made the day for some Harry Potter fans by surprising them at platform 9 and 3 quarters at London's King's Cross railway station. Eddie Redmayne and Jude Law were at the station for Back to Hogwarts Day and led the countdown for the 11 a.m. departure of the Hogwarts Express. Every year on September 1st, Harry Potter fans commemorate the day from the book series in which young wizards return to magical Hogwarts for a new school term. Law and Redmayne, who will star in the upcoming Fantastic Beasts 2 in November, were surprise guests who posed with fans as they arrived. And that's the StarQuest Headline Update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at sqpn.com/headlines. I'm Don Bethanelli.